As the Trump administration continues its crackdown on undocumented immigrants, immigration activists are organizing in opposition. For example, some people are stepping up to support their immigrant neighbors and help them avoid deportation. The World's Monica Campbell saw one effort underway in San Jose, California.
The idea started with Violeta Roman's story. It was before dawn, 2014, and Roman was already at work. Then her daughter called sobbing. I asked her what was wrong. The police are here, she said. They're taking grandpa away.
Entonces yo le dije a mi compañero, le dije, llévame porque la policía se está llevando a mi papá.
Roman got a coworker to rush her home, but it was too late. Her father, from Mexico, was already cuffed and being driven away by ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers. A quick operation, 15 minutes. Roman ran to her church for help, finding a lawyer, and neighbors accompanied her dad to court.
Yo me hice el compromiso de la, y la decisión de, después de que a mí me acompañaron, acompañar a otras personas.
Roman says she vowed to help other families feel supported, too. So she's helped build what are called rapid response networks, networks now being replicated in other cities across the U.S. They include hotlines for urgent legal advice if immigration is at the door, and volunteers ready to come witness arrests and support families afterward. Sitting with Roman is Lorena Melgarejo. She's with the San Francisco Catholic Archdiocese and is helping build the networks, too. She says they expand on the idea of providing sanctuary.
Instead of this idea of the sanctuary churches being inside of the walls of the church, being actually this idea of us being the sanctuary in the streets.
To see this up close, I go to a church in San Jose, California, in a heavily immigrant part of the city. It's evening, and about 50 people are sitting in folding chairs, ready to get trained. Father Steve Brown kicks things off.
How are you all today?
Good.
Do you know, can you hear me? I got a big mouth. Is it good? Okay, good.
Celine Dinjanel, an immigration lawyer, starts the training, going over basic rights if ICE knocks on the door.
So what rights do you think that immigrants have in raids? They can remain silent. Great. And where does that right come from? The Constitution, and it applies to everyone. It doesn't matter what your immigration background is. You have the right to remain silent. And why?
Then it's how volunteers should respond if they get a text message that ICE might be arresting someone nearby at their home or work.
The dispatcher is sending out a text to volunteers, maybe in the 2-mile radius. Okay? So you, observers, would get a text saying, can you respond? If you can go, you text back, OTW, on the way.
Volunteers also learn about taking on different roles once they arrive at the scene, taking video, notes. Then the group role plays. One volunteer pretends to be an ICE agent. Others pretend to show up.
Okay, action.
Open up. What are you doing? Can you please stop recording?
I can scoot back, but I'm not going to stop recording.
Please scoot back a bit further.
I'm scooting back, but I'm not going to stop recording.
Okay, yay! How did camera person number one do?
Great! Yeah.
But it's one thing to practice this at a church. It's another to be on the street when an arrest is actually happening. Jesus Ruiz, one of the trainers, recommends caution.
When you get out of the car, have your phone out already. The last thing you want to do is be approaching ICE and reaching in the back pocket for your phone. Especially if you're a person of color, we do not recommend that.
They're also clear what this group is not doing.
We're not trying to stop a deportation. We're not going to interfere with ICE because we are putting ourselves in danger of being arrested.
Volunteer Patty McDonald says she's ready. She's an elementary school principal.
I work with a lot of immigrant families through my job. Children telling me that their parents are afraid. I feel hopeful that there's something I can do rather than sitting worried and angry. And I feel like I can be part of something that will support them.
How do you feel about being, you know, jumping in your car perhaps at 4 or 5 in the morning and rushing over?
That's something that I can do, and I would like to do that to support my community.
For Violeta Roman, who we heard from earlier, the networks also mean closing a gap. She knows people, like her dad, who've been deported. But she says that's not the case for many of her neighbors in San Francisco.
No es lo mismo escucharlo a verlo.
She says it's not the same hearing about what's happening, more immigration arrests, families being split, as it is seeing it up close. For The World, Monica Campbell, San Jose, California.